Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
It is our end of the year show. It's our last show of the year.
Oh my God, we made it through 2016.
We're going out with a bang.
Jen, we've got some solid topics for our last episode of 2016. First up, a new way of shopping for beauty. And guys, it is cheap, cheap, cheap. Then I took a master class with Kim Kardashian's makeup artist, and I learned a lot of tips. Ooh. I've consolidated the best ones for the show.
So jealous.
It was awesome. And lastly, let's all make some New Year's resolutions.
I know, shudder.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to put you on the spot, Jen, but we've got to talk about it. And then, Jen, who's on the show?
You know what? We went to a woman on the pulse of what's happening in beauty all year long. We have Essence Gant, the beauty editor, BuzzFeed, and she is going to tell us what's a buzz. Jess, as you know, every beauty editor has one idea for a brand deep inside of them. Do you agree?
Oh, mine is cooking.
Okay, so mine's been cooking for years, and now I can't do it because somebody just did.
That bitch.
No, it's somebody wonderful. It's Marcia Kilgore.
Oh, love her.
She started Bliss Labs, Bliss the spa, famous spa.
Wait, your idea was on par with, it was in Marcia Kilgore's brain?
She's doing it way better than I ever did.
Okay.
She did Remed, she did Soap and Glory, which she's since sold.
Maker of the Fit Flop.
That's right, she did that too. And now she's bringing us Beauty Pie. So here's what it is. My idea was Everlane for cosmetics. Everlane is the fashion company that's fully transparent, lets you know the costs of all their manufacturing, marketing, everything going into the product.
It says it like in the catalog, right?
It says it right on the website. You can look it up. So Beauty Pie, which got its start in the UK, is going to be the same thing for cosmetics. She went straight to all the best factories where all the fancy pants makeup is made, and she made her makeup, and she's charging you a subscription fee to Beauty Pie. And then you'll be able to get everything at cost of goods of what it costs to make at the factory.
So she's really just making money on the subscription.
That was my first question. I was like, when I saw the prices, I was like, how are you making money?
Mm-hmm.
The subscriptions are $10 a month, which may sound a little steep, but wait till you hear some of these prices. And lest you think the name is like Beauty Pie, Cutie Pie. I was like, I don't know how sophisticated
Beauty
that is.
Beauty Pie.
She's like, it's because regular women can get a piece of the beauty pie, like mm-hmm. a piece of the profit. So it's all your makeup without the markup.
And the packaging is like just it's like kind of Bobbi Brownish and like black with like white font.
Yeah, you met it's with not her
like
too, right?
Yeah, it's not like sweet cutie pie kind of packaging.
No,
I did, and honestly, it took me. I was very pensive during the meeting because I had a lot of thoughts. What were your thoughts? Let me ask you. Well, obviously you like the idea because this is your idea. Yeah,
I'm so curious to see if it works because, you know, it's giving away the secrets, and that's what mm-hmm. we do on this podcast, mm-hmm. the secret sauce and everything. But for example, I have been using the Moisture Lock Wonder Gel Lip Liner all week. This red lip liner, it's to die for. It's like beyond Chanel quality. And
oh wow, those are fighting words.
No, I'm serious. It's like a gel, super smooth, but pigment payoff. Drinking coffee all day, didn't come off on the cup. This lip liner costs $1.56.
You know, I love that she's busting the myths of, you know, when people are like paying $50 for something and, you know, I don't want to say, we've had this conversation before, like, is it worth it? You know, the raw materials do not cost that much. You're paying for the advertising, you're paying for the retail space on Fifth Avenue, which is God knows much a square foot.
Like sometimes a distributor's in there who gave it to the retailer. You're paying for shipping.
Julia Roberts' contract.
Absolutely.
And I'm not only picking on her for a second, but you know, any spokesperson's contract. There are a lot of built-in costs, and here she's taken that away.
Right. So for example, if you get a subscription and go on the website, they'll give you the breakdown. This lip liner that I'm obsessed with, $1.56, $1.19 goes to the product and the packaging. 22 cents goes to warehousing, I guess, where it's stored until it ships. And then 15 cents goes to safety testing. You still pay tax and shipping, which is like, I think, $8 for a whole box or whatever you want.
And you can buy a lot of stuff, which is like, you know, she said she wanted like to give her customers that feeling of that, you know, the goodie bag feeling where you could spend $50 and get a bunch of stuff versus going to one counter and getting one, maybe two things. The one thing that I wonder about is, you know, and it feels so like foolish to admit this, but I think we're all thinking it. There's something really nice sometimes about treating yourself to that one.
Gosh, I had the same thought.
And I feel like an idiot saying it, but, you know, like I remember buying, you know, I was a waitress in high school at Friendly's. And for you're a Northeasterner, you know what that is. It's the ice cream shop. And I had a little.
Did you make Fribbles?
Oh, I made Fribbles, baby. I was making Fribbles all day long. Okay.
Fribbles were the milkshake.
No, you can order a milkshake or a Fribble. A Fribble is different.
What
we can
was
get
a Fribble?
In. Fribbles had a Fribble mix.
There was a Fribble mix.
Don't ask what's in the Fribble mix.
Okay, back to Fribble.
No, but Fribbles were different.
Here's
than
Jess, the waitress at Friendly.
Yes, and I was damn good. But long story short, like I would make, let's say, like $80 in tips, like on like a good Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I literally would take a lot of that money. Like obviously I'd like, you know, cell phone bills and like, you know, car stuff and all that. But I would take that money and go to the Garden State Plaza Mall, where they had I'm dating myself here, a Versace makeup counter.
Versace,
okay. Versace had makeup for like a few years. It was absolutely incredible.
With the gold Medusa.
Gold Medusa head. It was like three-dimensional. It was absolutely incredible. Google image it and you will die. And I remember I bought the compact. I think it was literally like $75. Was it better than like Almay or Revlon that I also had in my kit? Maybe marginally. But I felt like a freaking Dawn with that in my little like apron. I know that was a foolish purchase, but it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It made you feel good. It was your hard-earned money.
I know my parents were like, oh my God, like you're crazy. And I'd be like, I bought everything for like prom.
No, there's like, a psychology to paying a certain amount of money. Is La Mer so much better than like a Neutrogena cream? I don't know. Big
ask a cosmetic chemist and they may have an answer that may surprise you.
Right. But the thing is, you're paying for it, so you think it's better. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious for you guys, if you go on Beauty Pie, you end up subscribing and buying. I think the quality is way up there.
Yeah, it is really nice.
I get a lot of stuff for free, so I don't really pay for a lot of beauty products, so I don't have that, you know, psychology component that most women do. But the foundation's like $4.50. Like nothing is more than $5.
And if you want a lot of volume and you really want to spoil yourself, this is an awesome model. So, you know, let us know how you enjoy it.
Bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old
boy did I get a treat the other day, Jen.
I feel like this is the start of a joke.
No.
What'd you do?
This is no laughing matter.
What happened?
I went to a master class with Mario.
You went to the Mario Daddy Novak class.
Yes.
I wanted to go.
Oh, my God. First of all, it always, like, reminds me whenever I see, like, a master at work, like, I have so much to learn. Like, I know I'm not a makeup artist, but I felt like a total novice watching him.
Yeah.
I learned a lot, and I'm going to distill it into a few things because we don't have all day here.
Yes, but for the uninformed,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who is he?
He is, Kim Kardashian's makeup artist. And even if you're not into her makeup,
he does lots
of celebrities, and he's just like, he is a student of the greats. He's obsessed with Kevin Aucoin, loves, you know, Charlotte Tilbury, Dick Page. Like, he really is, he's listening to him and just talking, like, you know, I met him after and I've interviewed him before. He really is like a humble guy who has just like observed all of the talents before him and is just like spewing out all of their greatest hits and putting his own twist on things.
Spew them to me.
Yeah, no, he's freaking awesome. So anyway, he was there because Juergens, he's now working with Juergens, and what he does is he like lubes up all his girls who are wearing like sexy outfits, obviously.
Oh, because he's good at body makeup.
Yeah, he does a lot of like, you know, stuff on their arms and their décolletage. So it was a really cool opportunity. So
teach me, Jessica.
The overarching theme is like he did, for anyone who was thinking that he was doing like a, you know, classic Kim K look, he wasn't. It was way more natural, and he feels that that's the way it's going right now. He was saying that like contouring, strobing, all that stuff. He did feel like contouring is like a handy trick that, you know, he said it was like a secret weapon that came out from, you know, Hollywood makeup artists that trickled out from people like him and Kim. But he's really all about like a more natural look right now. So that'll be interesting to see what happens with celebrities in 2017. So he gave some great tips. The first thing, I think the whole audience was shocked to see that he doesn't prime.
Oh.
And his makeup is like bulletproof. He said that some of his clients, like,
And no pores.
Right, exactly. Like, his clients will ask him to do the makeup sometimes, like, the night before, and they'll sleep on it, like, if it doesn't work with their schedules. Yes. So I'm thinking, I always thought, like, I had this little rhyme in my head that, like, I think Jared Blandino had said once from Too Faced, not to prime is a crime.
Uh-huh.
Well, his whole thing is, I'm making this up because I just thought it was cute. Prime with moisturizer and then puff. What he does is he primes with moisturizer. He says a good moisturizer is all you need to lock onto the foundation. He's like, that's all you need. He said, I'm old school. Just moisturizer and then a little foundation on the lids.
Okay.
Like, you don't need like a special like eye primer, eye potion or anything.
It's not going to slip slide everywhere?
Nope, just foundation.
Okay.
Nice moisturizer. He actually uses the Kiehl's Ultra Facial one, which is like,
oh,
I was like, shout
basics.
Out. Yeah, just the
classics.
Basics. And then he takes a puff after he's like set, like done the rest of the makeup. So I'm skipping ahead like 8 steps.
Okay.
He uses Laura Mercier translucent powder, and he takes like an old school puff, like the kind that like you slip your palm, like your fingers through
like
the,
a white feathery puffy looking.
No, not like one. No, not like a frou-frou marabou, but like a.
No, I get it.
Yeah, just a little puff, and he just presses it like
you're
kind of rolls, press and roll into the skin, and he's like, your makeup shouldn't move.
So it's not about the priming, it's about the finishing. That's really what's going to lock
it's like, yeah,
it
it's like
in.
The layering. So like the moisturizer, then the foundation. He prefers a cream foundation.
What was he using?
He was using Bobbi Brown cream foundation.
So that matches with that moisturizer, both probably oil-based. We learned that once before,
I think. I'm not sure if Kiehl's makes an old, they think they may do an oil-free formula, but he must have been using,
okay.
Like, yeah,
powder.
The same consistency.
Press and roll your powder.
Press
on
and
the
roll
puff.
That translucent powder. And he said he should lock it in. So tip number two.
Guys, here's another tip.
Another tip. It's all about, and this is kind of like, you can see he has a philosophy. It's all about layering. He said great makeup isn't so much about like the colors you use or like where you put it. It's about layering like thin sheets of like makeup.
That's what they say. The manicurist too. Like if you want a really good polish, you got to go thin a couple layers instead of just globbing it on like I do.
So,
and
yeah.
I totally glob my foundation on and it falls
off. I'm a globber too. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm just like a busy person who doesn't know what she's doing. So he did this beautiful eyeliner, and what he did was he took like just a chocolate brown pencil eyeliner. It was a Kylie eyeliner. And he just kind of like skidded it across the lash line. It was over like a powder eyeshadow.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took a smudge brush and just smudged it. But then he took a black liner and then smudged it at the very, very bottom. And then he said if he were doing a more glamorous look, he would take a liquid liner and put it over that. And
right,
this is
over your regular
over those
liner.
Two liners that I just described. So it's just building. It's not necessarily building like, you know, freaking, why can't I think of a super dramatic person right now? Like Elizabeth Taylor. Yeah. Drama. It's just building that darkness and that intensity at the lash line.
Okay.
So that you wouldn't see any skin in between. It's just building that drama.
So we're layering.
Layering. And the last one is a more philosophical thing.
Oh, okay.
People were shouting. It was so funny. It was almost like, you know, he was a politician being challenged about like his policies, like at a press conference. People were like, what do you think about overlining? What do you think about unicorn makeup? I was like laughing. So I was like, some of these things I barely heard. What do you think about blush draping? And he...
What's blush draping?
Oh, it's a hot new thing. It's like you put blush like in the middle of your cheeks and then kind of bring it downwards, like a Duran Duran video from like 1983. It's really... It was seen on the runways.
Okay.
Yeah, but he said, he laughed. He goes, I seriously, people think, like sit around in a room and think about these terms, make them up to like sell product. Like
That's our job.
That's our jobs. Yeah, exactly. But like he's kind of connected to so many of these trends, but he's like, I don't do them. I don't care about them. Like just do what looks good. And he's actually saying a lot of the times it's like way less than what his clients are known for. So like, you know, but don't be a trend chaser. And I thought that was kind of funny coming from him.
It is, because I think of him as like the trend driving person.
And it didn't feel like he was taking a moment to like try to disassociate himself from this stuff.
Right.
It felt like he was never into it to really begin with. He's just super talented and his clients are known for this stuff.
So I don't have to put on unicorn lips, overline my eyes and drape my
No, brush. You just do you, but maybe like, you know, invest in some translucent powder.
Okay, I'll take that into 2017. Thanks, Mario/Jessica. We have come to the end of the year, mm-hmm. and it's been a big year for us. Our podcast launched.
Oh my God, you guys, thank you so much for listening. This is
we met all of you guys who continue to amaze and delight me every day on
and
social
inspire
media.
Inspire me. Oh, first of all, shout out to like all the folks who have joined our private Facebook group, exclusive Facebook
VIP.
Group. Yeah, no, thank you. You guys are making it a really fun place to check out and hang out. And if you haven't joined, please join. It's because it's giving me life.
Join and tell us your New Year's resolutions, because that's what we're about to do.
Oh, yes,
we have not prepared each other, so I'm like nervous to share these.
Oh my God, just share it. Yeah, this is weird.
I don't know. So I did one, like you said, do one beauty, one not beauty, right?
Yes.
Okay. Should I go first?
I wish it's like you said, now it's apparent that this is my dumb idea. Go on.
Okay. But no, we're all in this together.
Okay.
Okay, so my beauty one,
mm-hmm.
I've really been inspired by you and body lotion. This sounds so silly. I have never, ever put on body lotion really in my life.
Really?
Until maybe a month ago.
I've got three tubs on the go right now.
I know. Well, I've been inspired by you, and I was like, you know what? I feel like I should start paying attention below the neck, because we write about that all the time. And I got the Vaseline one that you talked about.
Ooh, nice work.
What was it? Cocoa
Radiance. Cocoa Radiance or something.
Love it. So, your turn. Here it goes.
So mine is more of like a wellness moment.
Okay.
So I went to, remember like how I was like starting to exercise more for a little bit? And we had like a giggle about that. Then I stopped for a while. But then like late November, early December, I went to yoga a few times. And I have to say, I felt great. Like I just want to stretch my body.
Yeah.
Just want to stretch.
Should we have to say it like that when we do it?
Not really.
Stretch.
No, I just want to like open up. People get like kind of hippy dippy about it, but like open up the channels.
Yeah.
You know, like this. I felt
like your chi needs to flow.
Honestly, it's like a chi thing, and I really don't know what I'm talking about when I say that, but I do.
It feels like it's.
No, it's true.
Sense.
Like I remember I went to an acupuncturist once. She's amazing. Not once, like a few times. And she was like, your chi is all messed up, man. And I kind of like. It just made sense.
So you're going to be...
I need to get back into it. And it really just felt great. And also, it was just like that taking time to do something for yourself. So, yeah, I'm going to get back into that. Got to open up that flow.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Now comes the harder ones.
All right.
You have to go first.
Oh,
well, what's going to make you a better person? Or what are you hoping to do in 2017?
Okay. I think I have, like, I'm a Virgo, and I think there are some Virgo tendencies that I don't have, which I'm happy about, because Virgos are highly neurotic people if you look at the like classic charts. But then some of them, I'm very much a Virgo to a T.
Okay.
Virgos tend to like beat themselves up a lot and like really be like very critical people, both of others and themselves. I'm going to try to let go a little bit, like not like obsess over things too much. Like when something happens, just like move on. Just like it doesn't have to be that big of a deal. Life's too short.
I love that.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. That's like, sort of how I live my life.
I know. Well, I think you're like a little bit different than me in that way.
I support that, and I will just help like, you in that journey, I hope.
Like DGAF, man. DGAF.
Don't give a... Oh, sure. Yeah. That sounds good. I like to give myself a big physical challenge every year.
Oh, God.
Of some sort. And I spent 2016 focusing so much on this podcast, which has been so much fun. But I didn't climb any mountains. I didn't do any big treks. I didn't go
she
on any
hikes.
She has
to show me up.
Well,
I'm going to go to an extra
this is
yoga class. Okay.
It's not like a mental challenge. There's two things, and I can't decide which I want to do. And I'm saying them out here into the world. So now I feel like I have to do one of them.
Okay.
So either a week... Like, on the Appalachian Trail hiking alone, not doing the whole through hike, but, like...
Alone?
Yeah, of course alone. It's always got to be alone. That's how I reconnect to the world. Like, that's my, like, self-time.
You're going
to
drop a pin or something? This makes me nervous.
What do you mean, drop a pin?
Like, if you get lost.
Well, that's the point, to go get lost.
Oh, boy.
I'll stay on a trail. It'll be fine. Either that, or there's this mountain in Ecuador that I've been wanting to climb. Should I do that?
This is, like, very, like...
Cayambe. It's a extinct volcano.
Well, I'm not in love with any of these ideas. I have to be honest. Okay,
but I put it
Virgo tendencies kicking in.
Week, either we're climbing a mountain or we're going out into the woods.
Who's we? I'm not. I have no part in any of this.
Yeah, I just speak of myself in the royal we when I'm doing New Year's resolutions. So, guys, I want to know what you're doing. I really do. I feel like
tell us. Yeah, tell us your resolutions. If you have like any survivalist kits or gear or tips for Jen
I'm not gonna die.
Or anything like that, I don't know. I saw it was so funny. I just went to the airport. You know how they show like those like images of like places you can visit just like when you're waiting?
Yeah.
Like there were all these amazing ones and then they showed this like icy thing and I was just like, oh, like I just pictured someone eating my leg like alive.
Well, 2 years ago I did glacier trekking by myself.
I remember that.
Yeah, that's my.
I see like alone things, and I'm just like, peace out.
All right, that's why we're such a good balance. We're the yin and the yang. Fat mascara.
All right.
We are so thrilled to have Essence Gam here today. She is a beauty editor just like us. But why did we decide to bring one of our own on? Because she works at BuzzFeed, so she has to process trends and news quickly. Write and react quickly. And she has to get immediate feedback onto her stories. We don't have to deal with that kind of thing, do we?
No, it sounds terrifying.
I know, we're scared. She actually has to leave right after this to, like, work on some super special assignments.
Welcome, Essence.
Hi, guys. Also, that's, like, one of my favorite introductions ever.
I know, because...
You're, like, on the, you know, you're on a different level.
It's true. We're fashion magazine people. You're a beauty editor. We're beauty editors. But BuzzFeed is a beast, right? Tell us about, like... Who do you think of as your reader? What is BuzzFeed about? How is your beauty coverage maybe different than what we do?
Oh, my gosh. That's so loaded. I feel like BuzzFeed, like the audience, is just like super regular people. Like everyday people who don't really necessarily care about like, oh, this designer dress or this $200 face serum. They're like, ooh, $10 Wet n Wild drugstore. Like, that's our reader. And I think that's why it's so big, because there are more people in the world like that than there are, you know, other. So, yeah.
We can get in our New York bubble and think like, oh, yeah, $3,000 dress and $200 face cream. Totally normal.
Right. You don't know Clay LaPoe.
Yeah, right, right. And, yeah, BuzzFeed is like, oh, you know, Elf. That's my jam. So, you know, it's pretty cool.
And your beauty coverage, you kind of have to take into account a lot of pop culture too, right?
Yes.
It's not just about products.
No, it's not just about products. It's like it can be like, for instance, I wrote a story once about Solange calling out Postmates because they were late with her weave delivery. Like, she had ordered some like bundles of hair and they were late and she had to catch a flight. So at BuzzFeed, that's like news. Like, the world needs to know Solange did not get her weave in time.
And it's I didn't even get a weave through Postmates.
You can get anything. You can,
I thought that Postmates was just for dessert.
No.
Now we know how Jess uses Postmates.
I've never used Postmates.
I've never either, but it's like a delivery service and they deliver a lot of stuff. And actually, there were a lot of people like that. Like, when it went up, people were like, oh, I thought you could only get like food from there. And they were like, literally, like, anything.
Wait, do we know where Solange gets her hair from?
We don't.
Oh, but we just know Postmates.
I want to know. Okay. I really want to know.
That's so funny.
Right.
Yeah.
So you do a lot of reporting where it's like, I saw an Instagram or tweet and now I have to dig in and find some more info on it.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like a good mix. Like, you know, definitely products. We do a lot of reviews. We'll try things and a lot of, you know, more traditional beauty kind of coverage. And then some pop culture, funny stuff also too.
Were you the one who discovered that Solange was like with the whole Postmates thing? Was that your scoop?
No. Another girl that I worked with, Nora. Hey, Nora.
Oh, but it was a BuzzFeed scoop.
Yeah, well, she was, like, on Twitter and was like, hey, Solange didn't get her weave. And I was like, what? And, yeah, and that's how it happened.
I'm curious to know what the numbers were on that article. You get engagement. You get to know your readers. Mm-hmm. Tell us, is there, like, a particular story that you got a lot of feedback from recently that you wrote?
So one of the stories that I wrote recently that got a lot of feedback was the I did a review on a product called Bevel, and it's actually like a men's grooming system. So it comes with like a razor, shave cream, some like fancy brush thing, I don't know, and like a balm, and some, it's like four products, I don't know. Anyway,
it sounds very complicated.
Yeah, but it's like not, because I can do it, and I'm like,
you shaved your face?
No, I shaved my bikini.
Oh, with the men's beard.
Yeah, with the men's beard system, because the whole like selling point of this system is like no razor bumps, no irritation, whatever, whatever. So I normally get waxed. Like, I'll go have somebody wax me, you know, pull it off and just sit through it. But I was like, I know so many girls, like even I have a lot of girlfriends who like shave and they'll complain about like irritation.
Ingrown hairs. It's
ingrown hairs, exactly. It's the devil.
Shakes my fist.
Which is why I will wax, you know. And so I was like, let me see if this actually works.
Right, because if it works for like a curly guy, beard guy, so what happened?
Yeah, and it worked. It worked. Like, to the point, okay, so I did this review a few months ago. I don't want to say the exact month because I don't want to lie, but I know it was a few months ago, probably like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
I have not been back to get a wax, like, since
review.
Just because.
How often do you have to do it?
Okay, well.
Because the thing with shaving, I feel like you have to be on top of it all the time.
You do, but also, it just depends. Like, if you're like, okay, I want to, like, be neat and, like, no hair ever, then you probably should keep that up, like, weekly. Me, I'm just like, okay, are my hairs showing through my underwear? They're not, okay. I'm just
okay.
You know, we're okay.
Wait, what do you think it was about this bevel thing that made it work so well?
It's the razor. So it's, I guess, what they call single blade or something. It's like a single blade razor.
Yeah.
And so I literally
do you have to change the blade, like, every time you shave?
I do.
I feel like that might be key, that super sharp blade.
Yeah, the super sharp. And then also, too, I'm just, like, really scared of, like, infection and all that stuff. So, like, I just change the blade every single time, but it comes with, like, 60 blades. So that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm scared of cutting myself. This sounds like a disaster.
Okay, so I used it also to shave my legs, and I did cut myself with that, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't, like... it wasn't worse than you would using a razor from the drugstore.
Not to get hung up on bikini lines, but one more question. Is it like a safety razor that looks like a Bic, or is it like the kind that old-timey guys like lean back
like
and
Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, Sweeney Todd.
This is like really
it's
scary.
It's kind of like, kind of a little old-timey, but not like that old-timey. I think I want to say somebody called it a safety razor in the comments.
Okay.
But the way like the actual
blade.
Yeah, is. And the, like, razor attachment, it looks like it's very chic and, like, it looks kind of old school just because it's, like, so it looks like something, like, a grandpa would use. But, it, I mean, it's really, it really works.
So you got going back to the salon, you're not getting, like, wax anymore? Are you converted?
No, I haven't converted. It was just kind of like a lazy thing. I was like, oh, this works. I don't need to wake up on Saturday and go to my appointment. And so when, like, if I go on vacation and I'm wearing, like, a bikini on the beach, I'll go get waxed. But just, like, when I'm chilling at my house by myself, and, girl, I do not have a man right now, so it's me.
Oh, you're off the hook. You're fine.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a couple variables here.
It's, yeah. It's me and my bevel, and we're just chilling.
Wait, so it got a lot of engagement. Like, people were just, like, so excited and went out and wanted to get it.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people really went and got it. Yeah. And they were like, oh, my God, like, thank you so much because I'm tired of damn ingrown hairs and razor bumps, so...
That's an unsung hero of the year, I guess.
My new thing for ingrown bumps is those EWC, like, pads.
EWC?
The European Wax Center. Like, those pads after.
Oh, okay.
I just, like, pop one on and just kind of, like, push on it for, like, 30 seconds.
Does it work?
What do you mean, what push happened? On it?
I just, like, sort of, like, push that salicylic in there.
Oh, it's salicylic acid.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to rub it around.
No, but that makes sense because it would just, like...
Like, soak up, like, all the oil, like, soaks up all the
dead
skin.
And also exfoliate any of that skin that stays over the hair that's causing the ingrown.
Yeah,
because they just want to curl back in all by themselves.
It's so disgusting.
So it's working?
Yeah, so far so good.
All right, so
but I don't like to rub it around because it's like a textured pad. It hurts.
No,
so that's why I just kind of push on it.
Inflammation and irritation. Yeah, you just like you just lay down straight and just cover your whole
vagina.
Like,
apply
pressure.
Like,
yes,
okay. Apply pressure.
Got
like
you.
A compress.
I was trying to like picture. I'm like, okay, how does that work?
And then they push on it. Sounds kind of like vulgar. Yeah, I just kind of like. Like,
okay, so if our listeners get a bevel system and then they finish up with the EWC pad, you'll be golden.
Yeah.
You'll be smooth.
I almost think you could take like an oxy pad too because it's like the same kind of thing, like sal acid.
Yeah.
Get some sal acid going.
I don't know. I just until I got lasered, it was like ingrown city.
You
all
got
the time.
Lasered?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's my dream.
Yeah. It works. Except for gray hairs, they still come back. Just saying.
Okay,
moving on.
I kind of want to keep talking about that.
Okay, maybe another time. TMI.
What was, in your mind, what were the big trends for you? What were the hot stories among pop culture, like for beauty? Because I think we're being exposed. We are in a total bubble.
Yeah.
We're in a beauty NYC bubble.
I feel like with BuzzFeed, it's always like some makeup artist on YouTube, some vlogger found a cool new way to do this thing.
Oh, like
and that will be the story.
Like the Nivea post, like the Nivea aftershave lotion is the best primer.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff like that. Yeah. Or like the girl who created a like alternative instead of using beauty blenders who like used a sock and like rolled it up and like instead of buying beauty blenders. So like things
like at home hacks.
Yeah, at home hacks. Cheaper ways to do things.
Ooh, I just learned one this weekend. Can I share it now?
Yeah.
We can make news right here, and you can write about it tomorrow.
Okay.
You know how when you break a powder compact, you're supposed to put alcohol on the broken powder, mm-hmm. and then like you can mix it back together, and it becomes a flat compact again?
I did not know this,
okay,
but
that's
okay.
That's the basic hack.
Okay.
But then I know a girl, that happened to her. She didn't have alcohol, because who carries around rubbing alcohol? But she had hand sanitizer.
Mm.
So she put a couple drops of the Purell hand sanitizer on her broken blush compact and then swished it around and let it sit. And it
come back together?
It's back to normal.
I'm going to do that. I dropped my Laura Mercier highlighter in my soul. Shatter.
Right, because it's that. It always happens to that product that you're like, that's my...
Right.
You can put some hand sanitizer
on it. Okay, I'm
going
to do it.
Okay.
Wait, now I'm like Laura Mercier. What do I need to get? What is it?
The face illuminator.
Is it have like a wavy imprint on it?
Yes.
Oh. You
know, I'm obsessed with that stuff.
I've heard good things.
I love it.
What's your shade?
Seduction.
Okay.
Seduction.
Seduction.
Okay,
say it like that.
Seduction.
Essence gone.
Yes.
Now she's French.
Wearing seduction.
Okay, so as far as the past year, let's get over. Let's move on to the future. Right now, what do you see happening in the beauty world? Like, what are big trends that we're all going to be doing, even everybody who doesn't know who Pat McGrath is.
Yeah. I think right now it's like all about looking cool. Like not like super feminine and like your traditional like girly. Like I think right now people are like looking cool. So like brows are a little bit more, you know, furrowed?
Like
furry?
Furry?
Yeah, furry.
Feral?
Yeah.
Feral.
Not
yeah.
Feral. But like more like bushy. We'll say bushy.
Okay.
So brows are like a little bit more bushy and not as
that's
like
finally trickling down to like the regular girl. She's
the regular,
into that.
Yes. And like
good. A, see, I'll be okay.
There are brow products like coming out the wazoo.
Yeah. And so like
brow
not
crayons.
Super kept, you know, mm-hmm. I think like a little bit. Like definitely still like good and clean, but mm-hmm. like not super, super kept.
Like also, a Taylor Hill brow.
Yes, exactly. And like tints, like lip tints mm-hmm. are like super big. I'm seeing like a lot of tints, so not like full, even though I have on like the like most pigmented matte right now on my lips because I personally love them. But like I'm seeing a lot of tints, especially mm-hmm. with like Asian beauty and skincare products. Like mm-hmm. they are like on top. Of
the stains and tints.
Yeah, stains
yeah.
and tints. Are
they look like cellophane-y
super.
Kind of mm-hmm. colors, see-through yes. but still color.
Yeah, almost yeah. like, oh, I don't have anything on, but you do. Mm-hmm. And also, I think as far as style, like very nostalgic 90s, like 90s hip-hop R&B. Like if you just go back and look at that, don't copy it verbatim because then you'll look dated, but like kind of like take that same influence. So like a little, you know, baggy clothes.
Hold on, let me undo one of my overalls.
Oh my God.
Yeah!
Oh my God.
Yes. I'm super fresh.
Yes, super fresh. So like, you know, a little baggier, looser. Like I loved Alexander Wang's like most recent collection.
So did Jess.
Yeah. I liked it a lot. Rihanna's was like super cool. No one can wear it but her because
everything was like pink and furry.
Yeah. And like, you know, which it was funny because like, I don't know if you guys remember Cameron, a rapper in the 90s, but mm-hmm. like her collection reminded me of that. Just like really like loud, but also soft and pink and pastel. It was like so funny, but like still very like, hey, I'm here. Like super right. blinged out mm-hmm. for no reason. But yeah.
What do you think she's going to do with Fenty Beauty?
I don't know, but I'm really excited. I just think it's going to be dope. Like, to me, Rihanna is one of those people, like, she can do no wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, I love everything that she does. Even the stuff that, like, I can't wear. Like, I could never pull off anything from that collection, but it was just super, super fresh to me. So mm-hmm. I'm excited. I think her beauty is going to be on point.
Yeah, she's got a good team working on it, too. Yeah.
What kind of look you think is, like, bye-bye, sayonara?
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
You don't need to throw anyone under the bus, but, you know, yeah. if you want to, that's fine. Like, it's kind of like, what, you know, what is just, like, a little bit over?
Wait, now I want to answer this question, too.
I think, like, super tailored and, like.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll
know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Like, super tight. I think that's over. Like, do you remember, like, the Bodycon?
Like an Hervé Leger dress.
Yes. Like, I call it like the reality star style.
Like a housewives kind of look.
A barrel curl.
Yes. Like, no, I'm tired.
As far as makeup, any trends that you're like loving other than the stains?
Yeah. I just like, my favorite is like no makeup makeup. I am such a big fan of like fresh face.
Tell us, what are your skincare products then? We're getting to that portion of the interview, I think.
Skincare is my favorite. Oh, also, I wanted to say about makeup, too. I'm, like, a big fan of berries and, like, dark brown lips.
Yeah, see, every...
I love those. Yeah, that's very 90s. Yeah, I love them, though.
I feel like every beauty editor has their thing that they hoard. So, like, yeah. What is your thing?
Okay, so... I love skincare. That I'm
your
like
your skin's
obsessed.
Very good.
Thank you.
Wish you guys could see it.
I love skincare so much. So, like, I used to be like very religious and like use the same thing over and over again. And now I'm like, for the sake of like reviews and letting people know about different stuff, I'll switch it up. So right now, I just got put on to this Australian skincare brand called Aspect, and so I'm using their cleanser. I am using...
I have never heard of
that. How do you spell that? Yeah, and where'd you find out about this thing?
Aspect in the internet.
In the internet. It's in the computer.
Yeah, it's called Aspect. And the cleanser, I haven't used the whole line. I'm only using the cleanser. I've been using it for like a month now. I really like it. And it smells very citrusy. It's like a nice little morning greeting. Like, hello, essence, you know? I really like it. It's like, you know, citrusy and nice. And then I'll use, there's this other, all of these brands, I feel like, except for one, are super low-key. So the next one I use is called Mule Hell Trading Company. I'm laughing at her face. You guys can't see it, but it's so funny.
Wait, because I saw mule like a donkey.
Say mule, yeah. And then you said hell?
Mule Hell. So M-U-L-E, Hell, H-E-L-L, Trading Company. So it's a company, super small. I don't even remember where it's based. Somewhere not... near a city. And
doesn't sound so.
You think?
Yeah. And so it's like all of these like natural products. For the longest, I actually did a review on this. I was using their like tea tree black soap like on my face. It is so amazing. Yeah. So that's another good cleanser option for you guys listening. But the product I'm using from them right now is actually a scrub. So I use that as an exfoliator on my face. And it is the lavender scrub. And I just exfoliate.
Mule Hell is random.
I was like, we can get you some products. Like, yeah. It sounds really harsh.
I love it so much. I love it so much. It's so good. Like, and then the moisturizer I'm using right now is just Philosophy Hope in a Jar.
That one I've heard of.
Yeah.
That's Hope in a Jar is good.
And that's a little exfoliating too, right?
Not really.
Hope the moisturizer? Oh, that's Miracle. Mm-hmm. Miracle in a Jar. I was a lot of exfoliation.
Yeah. No. Hope in a Jar is just what I use for, like, a moisturizer. But most of the time, like, my skincare is, like, super low-key, like some random brand I've found somewhere, some kind of way.
Well, it's working for you.
Before
Very
we
glowy.
Let you, and before we let you go, hair products. Tell us about
hair
your
products.
Favorite hair products.
Okay, I don't know if I'm saying this right. I don't know if it's Weedod or Weedod. Weedod, is that it?
The curly hair expert.
Yes, I love them. And yeah. I feel like they have a good range. Like, because my hair, you guys can't see it, but I'm natural. My hair is like very tight curl. I have very thick hair, and their products work on me. And they also work on people with loose curls. So, like, if you're a curly girl, I definitely suggest.
What's your product from them?
Oh my God, I have so many. So, they have this Meltdown Recovery Mask that I am obsessed with because it's like a detangler. So I can put it on my hair, and when I have that stuff in my hair after I've washed it, I can literally take a comb and like comb through it, which is impossible.
Yeah,
like,
your hair's thick.
Super thick. Mm-hmm. And I can literally take a comb and go through it. So I love the Meltdown Recovery Mask, and I also like their Curl Immersion Low Lather Shampoo and Deep Treat Conditioner.
So you're a low poo girl and then a deep conditioner.
Deep conditioner. Oh my God. It's necessary. Especially if your hair is natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Fragrance?
Oh, perfume before you go.
I don't wear fragrance.
Nothing?
No, I don't wear any fragrance. Also, my skin is very sensitive, so everything scares me.
Huh.
I'm like, oh my God, if I put on this perfume, I'm going to break out or something. So, and I get like headaches.
But no fragrance?
Yes. Like, I will try Mule Hill before I try a fragrance.
All right, Essence.
I'm like super, like, kind of.
I feel like this has been
weird.
Good. It's gotten us out of our like fashion magazine bubble because
yeah, it's so different. But I like talking to you guys because you know all the like fancy stuff.
Where it's the meeting of the worlds. You taught us the BuzzFeed ways and your ways. But thank you for coming on. It was great to hang out with you.
Thank you so much for
coming.
Thank
you. I had fun.
All right. Yay! And all our listeners got to go read all your articles and comment and make
nice
comments.
You've got work to do.
Yes.
You've got to go back to
the
office.
Be nice, guys. Be nice.
Time to raise a wand.
I'm going first. Okay. I have one of my most favorite lipsticks.
Oh. I felt like we already know it, and it's
not Charlotte Tilbury.
Oh, guys, listen up. It's not Charlotte Tilbury.
I know. It's shocking.
What do we have?
It's shocking.
And why do we love it?
It is Lipstick Queen.
Yes.
Velvet Rope Lipstick in Star System.
Ooh, good name.
I know. And you guys, I like a lot of these kinds of colors. So, but, you know, it's like when you like, it's a beautiful kind of peachy pink. It's more of a pinkish nude. But I consider myself a resident expert in pinkish nude lipsticks that are kind of creamy finish.
Yeah.
This is like a velvet, it's part of the Velvet Rope collection, so it's got like this velvety finish.
It's perfect for New Year's Velvet Rope collection.
Ooh, it's really, you know, if anyone,
look
I remember.
Look at that case.
Oh, yeah, it's very heavy weighted case. If you're looking for a lightweight lipstick, this isn't it. But a lot of like kind of matte finish lipsticks feel kind of cakey and thick on the lips. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely.
This is not it.
It's light. It's light velvet
put it
finish.
On.
Oh, she's putting it on right now. Oh, pretty color.
And it has peppermint in it.
Oh my gosh, you just turned into like a 60s model. Like it's got that not too like cakey beigey, mm-hmm. but like a peachy sheer kind of velvet.
And look. Some people are looking to like liquid lip stains and stuff for this kind of finish.
You don't
have to go there. And to pick up on what I said about Mario.
Yes.
It was really interesting. People were saying, what do you think about liquid lip stains? He doesn't like them. You know why? He said that because of all the little like lines and the cakiness that it makes on the lips. He said it makes everyone's lips look dry.
This doesn't do that.
So if you want that velvety finish, go to the Velvet Rope Lipstick Queen range.
Raise a wand.
Mm-hmm. This one's called Star System.
Nice.
What's yours?
Okay, I'm raising a wand to a shampoo. And here's
a shampoo?
Here's how I know it's working. I washed with a new Kérastase shampoo I hadn't tried before called Bain Chroma Captive. I used to use their Chroma Riche. It's for colored hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whatever. It's the same as everything else. I kid you not, like 3 or 4 people at the office the next day said, oh, did you get your hair colored yesterday? I hadn't had my hair colored in 2 weeks. I think it put such a nice shiny finish on your color.
Really?
Yeah.
I should try that.
You said something to me the day after I wore it. I also had my hair straighter than I usually do.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
This sounds so cheesy, but like your hair gets a sparkle to it. Like I don't know if it has like a shimmer in the formula that stays on your hair or if it's just a really glossy finish. But so you have a really shiny finish, but without the silicone-y feel of like some of those drugstore heavy conditioning shampoos.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm going to try that.
It is a white shampoo. It's not a clear shampoo, so I know it has moisturizers in it, but I was really into it. Bain Chroma Captive.
I remember reading back in the day that Julianne Moore likes Kerastase.
Oh, well, then it'll be great for you hair. With your redhead.
I think I got to get back on that Kerastase train.
Brunette and white hair, too.
Yeah.
Even me, the white hair kind of sparkly, which is great. So there you go. Raise a wand. We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
I want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys.